Can you just talk a little bit about Nick's performance today, how he came out, kind of set the tempo?
Yeah, kind of like Caleb, you know, he just came in, threw a lot of strikes and filled up the strike zone. And I told, you know, we talked a lot about the conditions, only from the standpoint that it was important for the pitcher and imperative for the pitcher to throw strikes to keep the umpire in and keep your defense in it, because you can get back on your heels on days like this and windy and cold and so on. So I thought he did a real nice job, and his breaking ball had a lot of depth to it today for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice side effect of winning handily is you get to get a lot of people in.
Yeah.
You've done that the last couple of days. How important is that early in the season to do that?
Well, it is, to get some of the jitters out. I mean, to get Lamb out there, to get Avery out there, to get Jack back on his feet after the Stanford, you know, inning that he threw. And it's really important. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't like playing in that situation, but it does give other people other opportunities, and that's what you got to have to get them in a comfort zone.
Have guys been ready when you put them in?
They seem to be. I mean, I don't see, you know, I think a little bit tougher playing on the road your first time out, but I can tell that the game is slowing down for, you know, even guys like Esposito and Westlake behind the plate, and, you know, and guys aren't getting as spooked anymore, which is, you know, really important, you know, being your first year. So the quicker we get them out there, the better. I thought Esposito made some nice plays and defensively this weekend. He really was able to slow his body down and then make a nice throw.
Defensively as a team this weekend, though, just two errors after California. Just
yeah, I
mean, as a team, were you pleased with it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought Friday was more of a challenge defensively than the last 2 days. We made two unnecessary errors yesterday, and then we threw over a cutoff man's head. So in my mind, that's an error, but it's not in the scorebook. But I thought we played better, and that's what we need to do. I mean, it's something I preach all the time. If you were in the locker room, you'd get sick of me talking about it, because that's it's pitching defense, pitching defense, pitching defense, station to station. Don't skip a bus station. It has to stop at each station. That's where the ball goes. And, you know, sooner or later, we'll play the way we need to in order to be competitive. But, you know, I don't measure the win by the margin of difference between us and Vermont. I just measure it on how I think we're playing the game. We're playing the game okay. Offensively, it's just okay today. But tough, erratic pitching.
Staying with that theme of pitching and defense, talk a little bit about Aaron. He's been back there two games, two soft pitching performances. Nick said he's real comfortable throwing to him.
I think the guys are. I mean, he is. He's pretty soft with his hands. I worried about today because Nick's ball moves a lot and it was very windy, so I knew the ball had a chance to float. And he only made one miscue on the strikeout, pretty good. He's got a very good disposition for the game, and I think that's why he's able to do what he does. He's very relaxed at the plate, but back there he seems to relax well. He's got good skills as far as catching the ball, and he sits in there nice. He's got good flexibility. Now, his mannerisms aren't, you know, you can tell he's new because he's a little bit twitchy, but not bad at all. I can't complain. He just started in December.
Right.
That's a pretty good feat.
You going to stay back there until Joby gets back healthy?
Yeah, I worry about Joby. You know, I don't know if it's going to be 3, 4, 5 weeks. So, you know, knowing Joby, he'll be back in 2. But, I do. We just got to get him right. I mean, it's going to be a good test. Got Lipscomb, and they got 4-game series with Illinois Chicago. He's going to catch a lot of innings. He's got, 36 innings there. He's going to have to catch him on one weekend, so we'll see.
Lost the center to line up the last 2 days. He's been able to do now that he's
Yeah, I like Joe. I like him swinging the bat. He's confident. He thinks he should be playing. He's one of those guys, if I don't play him, you know, he's probably thinking, you know, I need to be playing coach, which is fine. But he'll be in the lineup. He's going to be one of those guys who's going to hit pretty big for us. I like his approach to the plate, typically. I mean, normally I like it.
Sally's had a couple doubles with the bases loaded this
week.
Esposito's had a grand slam already. Obviously, that's an important situation to be hitting in, and guys handling it right now.
Yeah, I think, Dave, we've got a lot of team at-bats. It's different than last year. I don't see, you know, hate to compare ball clubs, but there were more All-American at-bats last year. Well, you got team at-bats this year. There's guys on base, and there's balls being struck and put on the ground, and in the air at certain times. And I don't see him swinging out of the zone too much. My barometer was Stanford and California. You know, they just seem to handle the strike zone pretty well. So we'll see. We'll see if we continue to get better. And the competition will pick up, and hopefully we'll pick up with it.
45 runs, 53 hits, past 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Was that large part to play discipline?
I think so. I mean, just getting good pitches to hit, and when you get a pitch to hit, you know, making contact. Yeah, I would say so. A lot of new guys. So, you know, look at Brian Harris. I mean, he played like he's been here for 5 years, and he may have been, but he hadn't played much. So,
starting pitching, you got another start. I think every starter's gone at least five this year. How
yep.
important has that been?
Really good. Really good. I mean, we got a lot of pitching in that dugout, but, you know, starting pitching's been pretty good. If that happens, I think we can be effective because you got Brewer and Hayes and Hill and Reed and Bierman and Sonny Gray. We even used most of those guys this weekend, so yeah, that's important for us.
Has everybody gotten an inning now?
Exception of a couple guys, you know, Blanton, St. Louis, Williams, Corey Williams, Kleiner, because we're kind of vacillating on what to do with them as far as redshirting and that. But a lot of people, we have 18 of them, so. No, patience is a virtue.
Who do you think is going to throw Tuesday?
Possibly Hill.
Possibly.
I would think Hill, yeah. I would think Hill right now. It's a better matchup right now from what I understand. I mean, two lefties at Lipscomb that I see in the lineup, so maybe Hill. I like Hill. Hill's good.
You guys have had you've had a lot of success with converting players into catchers.
Yeah, with Shea. Yeah. We have. We've been fortunate because that doesn't happen. It's usually guys who are infielders who are skilled with their hands. And Loftus and Manning say they want to do it too, which, you know, if someone's hurt, any way into the lineup, I guess. But, you know, we'll see. And Westlake, though, we saw Westlake we tried to develop in December just because we could see something coming. And it affects your recruiting, too. You know, do we have to go out and get a junior college guy next year if something happens to Casale with surgery or what have you? But Westlake is pretty important right now.